I invite you to hear the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 33 through 37. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask me this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Most of us probably come to church today recovering from Thanksgiving. If you're like me, you spent a lot of time with family, you ate way too much, and we had some chances to sit around and remember those things that we are thankful for. As we enjoyed the blessing of downtime, of shelter, of having time to eat, today we also recall some other things for which we are thankful as we enter this season of Advent, this season of celebration, a time in which we celebrate that gift for which we all give thanks, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. But there are many things that we take for granted in our life, which really are blessings from our amazing Lord. Some of the basic things we sometimes fail to see as coming at the hands of God really are blessings. And as we come together today, I would first ask you to think just for a minute. What are those things in your life that you are really thankful for? What are those things in your life that you might take for granted because you really don't see them as a blessing until you take a step back and look at it from a distance? If you were to ask me, I would tell you, of course, that my family is a blessing. The time that we spend together as a family is a blessing, no matter what it is that causes that time together, whether it be on a Christmas tree trip or time that we spend together in the hospital with chemotherapy. That's still a blessing. I tell you that you're a blessing as an amazing congregation. You touch me each time I come into this place. You touch me with your amazing love and the way that you reach out to my family. I give thanks to God for the way that He reveals Himself in new ways and in places that I don't expect to see. I give thanks for the shelter over my head, the food that we have, and I give thanks for the opportunity to serve the Lord. I encourage you today and throughout this year to be in a time of thanksgiving instead of just one day each year or one weekend each year, because there is so much for which we can give thanks for. If we just take that step back just for a moment and say, you know, this really is at the hands of the Lord, and it's intended for good, and it's intended for something positive. So as we take that step back and look at our circumstance, we might see that there's really a blessing that is hidden there. But brothers and sisters, the good that we celebrate today, the good that we celebrate today, as we've heard with the children in their message, is the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. We come to that time again in which we celebrate that gift. What we hear in our scripture this morning from the Gospel of John is that Pilate stands with Jesus, and he questions Jesus' kingship. He questions what it is to be a king, if he actually is a king. He says to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Pilate's questioning him because Jesus has been handed over to him by his own people and by the religious leaders. And Pilate's quick to point that out, that, you know, he really doesn't have a dog in that fight, if you will, because he says, "I'm not a Jew." And he asks Jesus, if he is a king, and if he is who he says he is, then why do his own people hand him over? Essentially, if they believe Jesus Christ, if they believe this Messiah, if they believe that the things are to come are supposed to come, then why is it that his people have handed him over and he now stands before Pilate? Because his own people and his own nation are the ones that caused him to stand before Pilate in judgment. And I'm going there for just a reason. I mean, I know we're looking over towards the time just before Christ was crucified, and now we're looking at the time that we celebrate the birth, where we give thanks for the birth of Jesus Christ and what it meant. But we also have to remember, that as we are thankful for the birth of Christ and what it meant in our lives, and what it means in our lives today, and what it means for our forgiveness and our hope for a future, that we also have to be aware of a point in our history when those who were supposed to believe in Christ and claim to be his own people actually handed him over. And I would ask you to think just for a minute, could we be there again now? Has our nation and have Christians or have individuals handed Christ over yet again to the authorities to be argued, to be debated, to be rejected, and to be judged? Could it be that Christ has stood again in judgment because of the actions of this world? As Christ stands before Pilate, he's quick to point out that he's not of this world. That he is of the heavenly realm, the heavenly kingdom, that he comes from heaven above, and that his real people are those that live in the truth, that know the truth, and that are destined for heaven. And that his reason for being born into this world is to bear witness to the truth. The real reason that Christ is born into the world is to bear witness to the truth, to speak the truth. And what he says next is that all who know the truth hear his voice. All who know the truth hear his voice. So those who have accepted Christ in their hearts as their Savior, as their personal Savior, those who have crowned Christ as their King, know that truth and will hear his voice. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our King. Christ is our King. He's Lord of all. He was born of the heavens into this world. He lived. He took on our sin and his death and was resurrected, ascended in heaven, and sit down on the right side of God the Father Almighty. And this is what we are thankful for. Because his reign has been in the past during the days in which he walked the earth. And he was met with question and doubt. But he reigned then. He reigns now in this world. As he reveals his presence in new and different ways when we experience problems in our life and when we live more deeply in connection with him, he reveals himself, but there are people today who still reject him. But he reigns today, and his reign is yet to come again in the future, when those who have lived in the truth will be raised up in new life. The claims that Jesus makes in living, they're put to question, in a sense, or a real world test, and that the religious leaders and the powers of the day felt threatened, and they felt anxiety with Jesus. They felt that threatening and that anxiety beginning with the announcement of his birth. I mean, we know what happened. As soon as his birth was announced, people started looking for him. They feel that anxiety today as well, because some people really don't know the truth. And they fear or they question what that truth might bring in their life. Because some people believe that that truth will disrupt that apple cart ride that they're on as they travel throughout life. Maybe they like their life just the way it is. Maybe they like the things that they've received of this world. Maybe they like the way that they live or the way that they experience the pleasures of this world. And maybe they don't want to, or they're not able to bear that they're going to be called to change if they accept Christ fully in their heart, because they would rather live off what the world has to offer. But what we know is this, as a body of Christ, we know that we can't be too comfortable in the lines and the beliefs of this world and have that full understanding of the truth which is in Jesus Christ. Because we know that Christ is of the heavenly realm, the world is here, and while those two exist together, we cannot be conformed to the world and be conformed to Christ fully at the same time. And that change that we experience as we accept Christ as our King is when we become more closely aligned with Christ rather than this world. The other challenge that we find as we read the Gospel of John this morning is in that terminology of being a king, that title of being a king. Part of what Pilate and Jesus are going back and forth with is that Pilate has his own idea about what it means to be a king, and Jesus is trying to reveal something else about how a king will be defined. If I were to ask you this morning what your idea of a king is, well then maybe it's going to be on something you've saw on television. Maybe it's something that you've studied in history. Or like we did with the children this morning, we held up a picture of King John. We held up a picture of the Burger King. We held up a picture of Simba, Mufasa's the lion, and then we held up a picture of Simba who wanted to be a king. And each one of those represented a little bit different thing, but technically they all had a title of king. But then we held up that picture of Jesus Christ. And that picture of Jesus Christ indicates something much deeper and much stronger than anything than the worldly definition of king could offer to us. Pilate had his own idea. Jesus was trying to explain what the other one is. Pilate said, "So you are a king." And then Jesus didn't just say, "Yes, I am a king." Jesus came back and he said, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." You see, as a body of Christ, as Christians, as people, we cannot enclose Christ with that worldly definition of what it means to be a king. Because we cannot reduce him to this world. Christ is bigger than that. Christ is much bigger than that. And the definitions that we have of this world regarding king can't be applied to what Jesus is. This morning, what we find in our scripture is a reference to the hesitation of the people and the world to stand for Jesus Christ and to stand to profess him and to stand to fight for him. I mean, Pilate even asked, "And why do your own people hand you over? Why are your own people so quick to reject you?" And I'll say to you today, is that what we experience? Is that what we face in this world? When we go out of the doors of this church and we try to make more disciples, when we try to offer Christ as the hope, Christ as the light, Christ as the way, and we try to prepare ourselves for Him in our hearts again, is that the type of resistance that we encounter? Do we see people today who are reluctant to accept Christ? Are we as a body of Christ, are we willing to boldly profess our faith? Or do we worry about how we might offend others when we offer that truth? Do we worry about how we might offend others when we offer that truth? And the truth as we know it is in Jesus Christ. And we know that His purpose was to bear that truth, and we have been commissioned as disciples to go forth also and to spread that truth as we have heard and as we have been changed by having Christ as King in our hearts. The challenge we know that we will face is that human beings struggle to wrap their minds, their thoughts around truth without tangible here and now evidence that is visible. But what we know in our hearts is that real truth is in God's love. And yet that truth is revealed in the love that He has for us. That truth is revealed in the love that we have for Him. And that truth is revealed in the love that we have for our neighbor. Today we give thanks. Today we give thanks to God for the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Today we give thanks for the opportunity to freely claim and profess Jesus Christ as our Savior and to profess Jesus Christ as our King in a more profound way. Today, brothers and sisters, we say boldly that Christ is our King And as we leave forward from this place today, we do so committed to never reject Him again. But those that we might encounter along the way have rejected Christ, or may have rejected Christ. And what our mission is to do is to offer Christ in a new way, offer Christ in a way that reflects that love that was first shown to us, and that love that we felt when we crowned Christ as King in our own hearts. Praise be to God.